This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is PJ Hrabowski, music director at KUAF. It's time to talk about tomorrow's edition of Film Score Friday, 10 to noon
exactly.
Tomorrow morning.
Special Halloween Film Score Friday,
well,
of course.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So what are you highlighting for us today?
Okay, I thought I'd highlight one of my favorite. It's a tradition in my household every year at Halloween to watch this movie. It's called Young Frankenstein.
Mel Brooks.
You know, I mean, a lot of people at Christmas have to watch It's a Wonderful Life. I have to watch Young Frankenstein at Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays. And I know it's one of yours as well.
It is. It is. And this is one of my favorite movies. It's one of the funniest movies I think ever made.
It's true. Now, picture the movie. The movie comes on. The movie begins. Young Victor Frankenstein, grandson of the Count who started it all, returns by rail to his ancestral home. As the train pulls into the station, he spots a young boy on the platform, lowers the window, and asks, "Pardon me, boy, is this the Transylvania station?"
And you know where it goes from there.
It is the Transylvania station.
Yeah.
Yeah, and director Mel Brooks is home with Young Frankenstein, his best and most visually inventive film, which also happens to be very funny. Now, I think it helps if you've seen the original movies.
Definitely, because there are parts. Mel Brooks grew up a fan of the old 30s and 40s Universal horror movies.
Right.
And so you can tell that because the whole bit with Gene Hackman as the blind man, well, that's lifted from Bride of Frankenstein.
Right. Well, even some of the props.
Oh,
are
the set.
The, right.
The set was the original 1931 set.
But the funny thing is I've talked to young people, and maybe not just young people, but people who, mostly young people, who have said to me, "I don't get it." And I said, "Have you seen the original Frankenstein or Bride of Frankenstein?" Well, no.
Well, and you have to remember that when Young Frankenstein came out in the late 70s, I believe.
74.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow. Okay, mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
The Frankenstein movie, the first ones, Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, Ghost of Frankenstein, those were 35 to 40 years old.
Exactly.
I mean, so most people had seen them on the late night show or seen them on re-release, so they were much more part of the popular culture conversation than I guess they are now.
I'm sure. But I recommend the old, you know, Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein to everyone. And if you can see them before you see Young Frankenstein, I think it'll make a big difference.
Yes.
You have Victor Frankenstein, who is a professor in a New York medical school who's trying to live down the family name and giving very funny demonstrations of the differences between voluntary and involuntary reflexes. Well, he stabs himself in the process, dismisses the class, and is visited by an ancient family lawyer with his grandfather's will. Well, Frankenstein quickly returns to Transylvania and the old ancestral castle where he's awaited by the faithful hunchback houseboy Igor, who of course pronounces his name
Igor.
Right. Now, as an example of how to properly plan your parody, Mel Brooks maintains a very serious tone throughout the movie. And as we were saying, he borrows liberally from the sets of the old James Whale classics. And the tone accurately mimics the melodramatic pitch of the subject matter. As you were saying, yeah, it's very close.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, it's Gene Wilder, though, that holds it all together. His character's combination of arrogance and cluelessness are perfect for the movie.
We're talking about a show called Film Score Friday, so there's music in this
movie
as well.
Music by John Morse. Now, John Morse was born, Kyle, in New Jersey in 1926 and became interested in music by the time he was 3 years old. Now, he has to be one of the most undervalued American composers. The entire film industry stood up and took notice back in 1980 when Morse released the score for David Lynch's The Elephant Man. It's very different. It's an incredible score, and this would be John Morse's ultimate breakthrough before sinking back into a sea of some more mundane projects. Now, this was 1980. Now, the composer's early career was made easier thanks to Mel Brooks. Morse's first three compositions, the first one was called The Gamblers, from a movie in 1970, and then two Mel Brooks movies, The Producers, mm-hmm. which has been made into a Broadway musical, and 12 Chairs, and then later the same year, Young Frankenstein. Now, although Young Frankenstein has Mel Brooks' sense of humor, John Morris's music is a fine piece of dramatic scoring, the ambiguity being that the American film industry didn't seem to notice the score at all. And that score, those variations on a theme, are so important throughout the entire movie. And the music contains the most gorgeous violin sections, providing emotion for a film that the emotions would be non-existent.
Well, the narrative depends at some points on the music, because to lure Peter Boyle's the monster back.
Oh, always. Now, Morris said he never, ever considered the fact that he was writing the music for a comedy. Rather, he was composing a very serious piece of music. And you can listen to it totally on its own and actually appreciate it even more. But it really, you know, you talk about film scores making movies. I mean, this was one of the serious points in this movie. I mean, it got a lot of laughs in a lot of different ways. For instance, when, you know, we find out that the monster, you know, loves this music, and we hear the music, and then we see Frau Blücher actually playing the violin.
It's a Halloween edition of Film Score Friday, so I imagine there might be a few other monster-esque movies in there.
They're all Halloween movies. I Am Legend, mm-hmm. The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, Van Helsing, the original Uninvited, Hellraiser 3, Pan's Labyrinth, and Dracula.
And that's all tomorrow on Film Score Friday from 10 until noon.
Exactly.
Happy Halloween, PJ.
Same to you, Kyle.